If you are circumcised, then it was counted that you have done all things that were needed. And there was no good communication between the uncircumcised and circumcised people. There was no communication, no any other good affair between these two groups of people. This circumcision separates the two. It was making the uncircumcised as pagans, very evil people, and the circumcised as religious groups of people or as believers. So you can see that circumcision was a very big deal to the Israelites. Even up to date, I'm speaking. People are busy circumcising so that they should be Jews. When you go to Muslims, they never accept a word to marry their member if he is uncircumcised. So it was that circumcision that links the people to be one. But here there is another message, verse 12, whereby it says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
Ndi mbumba ya Israel, ndi alendo, alibe kantu, ndi mapangano, ama lonjezano, wapanda chiembekezo, ndi wapanda mulungu mtsiko la pansi.
So you can see here they are speaking how poor and wretched, very blind a man was without God.
Mephibosheth would have feared in the presence of the king because he was of the house of the enemy. That's why he fell on his face. There's no fear of God today in those with whom we speak. There's a presumption that if they made a profession and they said their prayer, they made their little confession, that somehow all is well. Where are those that have been brought on their face before the Lord and done reverence to know that should he condemn, he'd be just in doing so. But if he saves, it's for Christ's sake and Christ alone. That's what's missing today, men and women. Don't know anything about God's holiness and even in how they teach their children. They make God's name to be such a familiar name, even in how they teach them to bow their head and fold their hands and say some little memorized citation that they call prayer. There's no concept of what it is to address a holy God. No concept either of just how sinful man, woman, and child are, and how the law and justice of the king demand satisfaction. Otherwise, if God has not punished your sin or mine in the person of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then there remains nothing but condemnation. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. How do you know that the Lord has begun that work of wisdom in the heart of a sinner? Because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:30, he was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. That he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Well, how do you know that one has been taught the wisdom of the Lord? Well, the scriptures say the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. We take this word and we read it with reverence. We see what God has declared and we bow. And we look to none other than his hand of mercy through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for our standing.